All right. Welcome back to the Steve DeRoy Show, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom here in the heart of America. Today, coming to you from Western North Carolina, on the road today because, well, sometimes you got to get out and find out what people think, and that's what we're doing right now in Western North Carolina. Swing state, but not really. A few miles to the south of us, Georgia, swing state, but not really. All right, three big things we're going to look into today. Number one, maybe spring is finally here. As we pass that last big snowstorm, I can't believe how much snow was falling across Michigan yesterday. We'll talk about that. Number two, the cost of gasoline energy on the rise, really quite a problem. And number three, how important is that war in Gaza when it comes to voters in Michigan or across the country? That's the real question. Michigan, potentially the most impacted by the war in Gaza because you have so many Arab and Muslim members living in Michigan. The largest population in the United States of Muslims is in Southeast Michigan. Is that what's going to change things? Well, the Biden administration really setting its sights now, on going after Israel. Joe Biden and others saying it's time to have a ceasefire and demanding it almost. Kamala Harris continued to wrap up the verbal attacks on Israel by the Biden administration over the weekend. Listen to this. Fight three. Listen to this.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences if he does move forward?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Are you ruling out that there would be consequences from the United States?
I am ruling out nothing.
So she is threatening Benjamin Netanyahu. We're ruling out nothing. We'll rule out nothing, right? Oh, but you must feel better. You must feel better because Kamala has been studying the maps. Kamala doesn't study anything. Kamala doesn't study anything. Ever. You know that, and so do I. Yeah, Kamala doesn't study anything. So, whatever. In fact, we can get on the Wayback Train here. I've just been told we have a clip. We have a clip of the last time that Kamala studied maps and gave a little bit of a dissertation on her studying and what she had learned. And this has to do with you know, the war in Ukraine. So, you know, when she's looking at a war in Gaza, well, gosh, she has a lot of experience studying maps and understanding what the ramifications are and who will be the stakeholders and what the possible outcomes could be because she's so on top of it. See, she is brilliant, Kamala Harris. Here's the example.
If you're watching any level of news, even social media, you're seeing everything that's going on right now in the Ukraine. Break it down in layman's terms for people who don't understand what's going on and how can this directly affect the people of the United States.
So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
I'm sorry. You see, so Ukraine's this country and Russia's this other country, you see, and Russia's bigger and they're mean and they're not very nice, you see, because I studied the maps. And Russia's bigger than Ukraine, and they're just mean, and that's just wrong. your vice president. You know, you look at Joe Biden and think, my God, he's awful, which he is. Yeah. And then you look at her and say, We can't take him out. We can't invoke the 25th Amendment. We've got her. We've got her. Ah, Lord. Makes me just go, Lord. Anyhow, let's see here. Speaking of Joe Biden, while I laugh a little bit, speaking of Joe Biden, Mitch Landrieu is Joe Biden's campaign manager. He says Joe is busting his tail. I mean, Joe Biden is so vigorous. You see him take those two little hop-hop steps whenever he vigorously runs off the stage. And that has Joe's vigor. But he says, does Mitch Landrieu, his campaign manager, that Joe is busting tail on the campaign trail. You just, man, if you're not seeing it, you're just not paying attention. Listen to this.
Joe Biden's not waiting. Y'all all remember that 3 weeks ago, all y'all had this man halfway in the grave. And he showed up. At the State of the Union in real time.
Hold up, let me defend my candidate.
Showed up in real time and basically said, I'm here, where are y'all at? And then since that time has traveled across the country to Wisconsin, Nevada, he's been to Arizona, he's been to Georgia, he is out there swinging with a big stick and actually bringing the receipts. He's not just talking, he's walking.
Joe Biden's out there swinging the big stick. In case you missed it, yeah, Joe Biden's out there swinging the big stick. That's one way to look at it. Hey, you know, I'm having so much fun with Kamala. Let me get back to her one more time. TikTok. She's the border czar. She's now the confiscate your gun czar, and she's the TikTok czar. But she cannot explain how TikTok is a national security threat, according to the federal government. And yet she uses it all the time and tells her people to follow her on TikTok. How do you square that up, Kamala? How do you do that? Well, here's her answer.
You have expressed national security concerns over TikTok. So has the president. Why does your campaign then have a TikTok account where you're encouraging Americans to follow it?
Yeah, why?
So let's start with this. We do not intend to ban TikTok.
Uh-uh.
That is not at all the goal or the purpose of this conversation. We need to deal with the owner, and we have national security concerns about the owner of TikTok, but we have no intention to ban TikTok. In fact, what it serves in terms of it's an income generator for many people, what it does in terms of allowing people to share information in a free way and a way that allows people to have discourse is very important. But we do have concerns about the national security implications of the owner of TikTok, and that has been our position in terms of what I think we need to do to address those concerns.
The ban could happen if its Chinese parent company does not sell the app. Should your campaign stay on TikTok with those national security concerns that you're voicing?
Well, we'll address that when we come to it. But right now, we are concerned about the owner of TikTok and the national security implications. We do not intend to ban TikTok. And we understand its purpose and its utility and the enjoyment that it gives a lot of folks.
No. So it's a national security risk, but I'm not getting off TikTok. We're worried about the owner. But the owner's still there. Kamala Harris, ladies and gentlemen, your vice president of the United States, one faint heartbeat away from having the job. Should give you great comfort tonight, shouldn't it? Yes, it should. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say, tomorrow is on. Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state, shaped like a hand, give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.